Track 21.
£3 per hour. A fair deal? Decades ago, the British textile industry declined and the manufacturing companies left for Southeast Asia. In the last few years, however, we have been able to hear the sound of thousands of sewing machines again in small garment factories and workshops around Britain. But made in Britain is not what we might expect, according to a new report of exploitation inside the East Midlands garment industry. The report reveals that there are about 12,000 employees in this sector. From this workforce, 75 to 90% are paid £3 per hour. This is less than half of the legal minimum wage. On top of that, it details workplace practices including inadequate health and safety standards, bullying, a lack of toilet breaks, no maternity pay, and no real employment contracts. One fashion designer describes the work in a factory where clothes for UK street retailers are produced within weeks. "I tried to do the women's work in one of the factories for a day. You won't believe how hard this was for me. I couldn't stand it. And these women work there day in, day out." Through talking to them, we found out that many of them were paid even less than £3 per hour, she said. This factory was one of the better ones. Yet it had no contracts, paid less than the minimum wage, health and safety standards were not observed, and the employees did not know about their legal rights. The designer quit her job when her company gave an order to one of the factories at the back of a house. "And when I say factory, it was just a shed," she said. "The culture of buying and selling is connected to the race to the bottom. How cheaply can I get this?" According to the report, the workers are mostly women, largely from Southeast Asia or from Eastern Europe. "They are not forced to work there," says Dr. Doug McLean, one of the researchers for the report. "But as long as these women do not speak English properly, they cannot get better jobs in other sectors. They are glad that they can contribute to the family income. So although the jobs in these backyard factories are poorly paid and violate the workers' rights, they are also sought after. For the public, however, the workers remain invisible. If you get something cheap, there is a reason for that," says Dr. McLean. "What has made it so cheap? Ultimately, businesses need to cut their costs. And where do they cut them? It's usually the labour costs. Of course, this is not only a British, but also a European and even a worldwide problem. Romanian migrants work on Hungarian fields for £1 an hour. Undocumented Nigerians in Belgium work in the cleaning or building industry. More and more women are travelling abroad as unskilled migrant workers to earn money for their families. Thousands of Southeast Asian women work in other countries doing jobs in the household with no rights at all. They send what little they earn to their families and hope that one day their children will be better off."